USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Muslim worshippers and Israeli police clashed at a major Jerusalem holy site during prayers marking the Islamic holiday of El Ahida. Palestinian medics said at least 14 people were wounded, one seriously, in the skirmishes with police at the site, which Muslims refer to as the Al-Aqsa Mosque, and Jews refer to it as the Temple Mount. Police said at least 4 officers were also wounded. Witnesses said 2 people were arrested. The clashes came amid heightened tensions between Israel and the Palestinians just days after an Israeli soldier was killed south of Jerusalem. Yesterday, Israeli troops killed 4 Palestinian militants who attempted to cross the Gaza border fence. Thanks for listening on your Sunday. Don't forget, you can take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime, anywhere at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a 2-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The jail that was the site of Jeffrey Epstein's apparent suicide was recently described as torture. Drug lord El Chapo Guzman complained about the conditions at the Metropolitan Correctional Center before he was sentenced to life in prison. Guzman complained to Judge Brian Cogan that I've been forced to drink unsanitary water and denied access to fresh air and sunlight. Guzman's restrictions at the federal jail in Lower Manhattan were more severe than Epstein's, given the former's history of successful prison breaks. But complaints about the conditions at that jail are common and date back decades. John Gotti complained of inhumane conditions back in 1991 and asked that the so-called Dapper Don be moved to a different facility. The conditions may have seemed especially harsh to Epstein. He served his previous conviction for soliciting sex from a minor at the Palm Beach County Stockdale in Florida, where he was allowed to have his own private security and go to work at his office almost daily, sometimes not returning until 10 p.m. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Pope Francis is again sounding a warning about the rise of nationalist ideologies around the world. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
In an interview with an Italian newspaper, Pope Francis said it's that kind of thinking that can lead to war. The pontiff saying he's hearing speeches from politicians today that resemble Adolf Hitler's words in 1934. The pope saying, quote, us first, we, these are frightening thoughts. The pope saying the sovereignty of nations can be defended without having to embrace isolationism. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Walmart has ordered workers to remove video game signs and displays that depict violence from stores nationwide after 22 people died at a shooting at one of its Texas stores. But the big box retailer will continue to sell guns. In an internal memo, the retailer told employees to remove any violent marketing material, unplug Xbox and PlayStation consoles that show violent video games, and turn off any violence depicted on screens in its electronics departments. Walmart will still sell the violent video games and hasn't made any changes to its gun sales policy despite pressure from workers, politicians, and activists to do so. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, a Democrat running for president, blasted Walmart in a tweet. She said the weapons they sell are killing their own customers and employees. No profit is worth those lives. Do the right thing. Stop selling guns. Listen online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.